It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Lizu, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Sure, indeed. Yes, I can.
Good afternoon, Pastor Lizu, and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Let's get into our conversation. We're talking discipleship this afternoon, and you'll be defining it for us. What exactly is discipleship, Mfundisi?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, discipleship comes from the word, the Latin word discipulus. Discipulus. So, discipulus simply means somebody who is a learner or somebody who is a pupil. In other words, there should be a master and there should be somebody who is learning. And so, in discipleship, we find a master and a learner. So, discipleship, in simple terms, in one sentence, discipleship involves a pupil who learns from a master, or a master who tutors a pupil.
So how does discipleship differ from simply being a believer in Christianity?
Okay. Thank you so much. You see, being a believer is simply to believe, is simply to take it that something is true. For example, the Bible in the book of James chapter 2 verse 19, the writer there says, you believe there is one God, okay? You do well. He says believing is just fine because you believe in something that it is true. But even demons believe, meaning the difference between a simple believer, a mere believer, of which anyone can believe, is when we differentiate it from a disciple should be one who believes and follows because he is learning so that one day he can become like the master. Sometimes when the master is not there, he can be like the master. So being a believer is simply to take something that, well, this is true and I do believe and that's well. But being a disciple is the second floor or the next stage of being a mere believer. Okay. It is a higher thing.
Okay. So what are some key passages in the Bible that discuss discipleship?
Okay. Some of the key passages we can run to when we discuss discipleship. The first one, which is one of the most important, is Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, we can consider verse number 26 and also 27. We can also go cross over to verse 33. So, for example, in verse 26, the scripture there tells us that if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife, children, brothers, sisters, and yes, even his own life, if he doesn't hate his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So then, why should this passage say we should hate all these people? What kind of hate? What's the meaning of this word hate here? We shouldn't mistake it, dear listeners and my moderator. The word hate here simply means if we are to be disciples of God, we should ensure that there is no hindrance, not even our wealth, not even our influence, not even anything that we can see or cannot see, but nothing should be a hindrance. We should follow Christ and ensure that we are obedient to him. That's one of the passages. Another one, for example, we also have John chapter 15, verse 16 and 17. John 15, verse 16 and 17. The Bible there says, if I paraphrase it, says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And if you are obedient to me, you will follow me and I will be with you. So issues about discipleship primarily may not be about us. Remember when Jesus was following, was looking for those disciples, it's him who went about and he picked them. And when he picked them, they were also willing. So they believed in him and they became disciples. How? By following him. So these are one of the two passages I can give there.
So can anyone become a disciple, or are there specific qualifications or requirements in order for one to become a disciple?
Okay, good question. Can anyone become a disciple? Wow. Now, the passage that we read, Luke chapter 14, if we can take note of that one and reread it and understand it in our own time, it reminds us that there should be some denial. There should be some some things that should be paved out of the way. You know, it's like a motorcade that is coming. The way should be clear so that it can pass through. So it's not anyone who can become a disciple. Though we all have the potential to become disciples, but how can we fulfill that potential in us by cutting out every obstacle that can hinder us from seeing God? We should be able to grasp the word of God, because when we look at it in Christian lines, we should grasp the word of God. We should be filled with the Spirit of God so that he can give us the way, and we will be able to go for mission. So it's not anyone who can become a disciple, but it is that one, he or she, who will be able to cut out these things that are a hindrance so that you will follow Christ in totality.
Okay, final question. I'll let you go, Mfundis. So what role does obedience play in Christian discipleship?
Okay, obedience in line with Christian discipleship. Well, when we go to the book of John again, John chapter 14, verse 15. Yes, John 14, verse 15. The Bible there, in one short, simple English translation, says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So, you see, a disciple is one who follows the commandments of the Lord. Because if we are to define a disciple, even as we answer this, a disciple is one who walks with and learns from and lives in submission. So he walks with, learns from, and lives in submission to a master in order to become like a master. So obedience has a big role in Christian discipleship. You see, Abraham was obedient to God. Hence, Abraham became a disciple, and it was counted to him righteous. And Job was obedient to God. And then he became a disciple, meaning he was somebody of influence whom people knew that this one follows God. Even the devil testified at the end to say, well, this man really follows the Lord. Who else do we see being obedient? Joseph. Joseph was obedient whether he was seen by the mortal eye or not, whether he was in the hiding place, and then this wife to the boss tempts him. He shunned out from all those things. That's obedience, because he says, why will I defile my body? Why will I sin against myself and my God? So if you are obedient first, then the next result, the next stage, you will graduate to being a disciple. So obedience has a critical role in Christian discipleship. No disciple without obedience. It will just be something else.
Okay. I love that. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time, for your insights. Looking forward to our conversation this week. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Hopefully tomorrow our line will be clear right off the bat. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.